A standing order issued by the Directorate of Traffic Police last week requires vehicles leaving South Sudan to another country or from one state to another to pay 20,000 South Sudan pounds for every trip. The National Revenue Authority has also increased the dollar exchange rate for custom from 90 SSP per US dollar to 300 SSP per dollar, which drivers say leads to exorbitant custom duties. Custom duties on imported goods are valued in dollars but paid in the local South Sudan currency. Drivers say these increased charges affect their business and most of them have parked their vehicles in protest. Speaking from Uganda's border town of Elegu, the chairperson of Kenya Drivers Union, Saudi Mawatela, says drivers are not happy with the increased charges and taxes on trucks transporting imported goods to South Sudan.
More than 1,000 trucks which are there. Others now are still in Elegu, but this one of Elegu, they are crossing. What was intended was all the trucks to cross in South Sudan, so they parked there. The trucks which are parked in South Sudan, because of taxes, only some of the trucks which are moving are this one of exception document.
Aside from the increase in taxes, Mwatela says drivers of truck transporting imported goods into South Sudan face several challenges, including money extortion and harassment along the roads. He says even after truck drivers have paid clearance fee at customs in Nimule, drivers are still required to pay money to other departments, including the National Security Service and Criminal Intelligence Department or CID at every checkpoint.
We are being extorted. It's not being taxed. Because Kenya and the South Sudan, they waived their visa. But it is different now. Because the movement of South Sudan has become very difficult than when we were paying visa. The money that we are paying in South Sudan, since the visa was paid, is more than a visa. Because if you go to immigration, drivers pay more for only stamp from 2,000 to 3,000, and now they are making it by force.
Jesse Kiminga, another truck driver who spoke from South Sudan-Uganda border, says previously the South Sudan Revenue Authority charged each truck entering South Sudan 12,000 South Sudan pounds. He says that has now been increased to 45,000 South Sudan pounds. Kiminga also accused security personnel along South Sudan's highway of threatening and harassing truck drivers.
If the government can sit down and talk to the police forces and whatever to allow the people from outside the country to come and enjoy their country while they are serving them, stop harassing the outcomers from other countries to come to their country. If they stop harassing those people, the country will be okay. But if they continue harassing the drivers, definitely it won't work.
This program called the police spokesperson, Major General Daniel Justin, for comments on the alleged harassment, but he declined to comment. The chairperson of South Sudan Bus and Transportation Union, Jacob Luet, says the National Revenue Authority informed his union about the new taxes introduced a few weeks ago.
They told us that they are giving information on how they are going to start to implement the new collection that has been passed Legislative Assembly. And this is where we got that information that instead of 90, it becomes $300. We tried to negotiate, but they say they cannot do anything. They are just there to implement. And if there will be anything to change, then we have to write to the parliament and to the parliament to make change.
South Sudan in Focus contacted officials with the South Sudan Revenue Authority for comment, but they declined, saying they are not authorized to speak to the media. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.